1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
We don't get many requests like this, but we love when we do. Mm-hmm. Asking us to prank a person who's getting close to retirement.
Oh yeah.
Give them one last laugh before they sail off into the distance.
They don't laugh a lot, though.
No. They need it. And today we call a guy who owns a chain of laundromats. And what he doesn't know is he's about to be in big trouble.
Because
there's a sharp-tongued lawyer with a dash of southern charm who's ready to take him for everything he's worth.
That's right.
I'm talking about Big Rick.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think he's got a legit case.
Does he?
Hear it for yourself in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Why, hello there. Is this Larry S***, owner of the laundromat on a 42nd and James?
Yeah, I own a laundromat there. Who's this?
Well, hello, friend, and good morning to you. My name is Big Rick.
Okay.
I am a lawyer. You may have seen my TV commercial for Big Rick's Biscuits, Banjos, and Bodily Harm. That is me.
No, I haven't seen that. But
We are the Southern Slingers of Legal Solutions. We also own the company Peachtree Paralegals.
What? Yeah,
am I right? You see the theme, friend? Southern.
Yeah, I see the theme.
On the TV, I'm dressed up as a big old judge in a courtroom, you see, and then instead of a gavel, I'm holding a big old turkey leg in my hand. That was towards the holiday season.
Sorry, I missed that. So, well, what exactly can I do for you, Big Rick?
I'm actually calling because one of my clients was doing laundry over at your little establishment recently, and he got himself hurt. Worse than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Imagine that.
Well, yeah, well, I can't imagine that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you see, my client was using one of your fancy tumble spin heating machines or whatever. I don't know what your city folks call them.
Yeah, we call them dryers.
Oh, a dryer. Is that Creole? I do like me some Creole, my friend.
I don't know what Creole is, but...
Anywho, he had just done finished his load, and that buzzer went off like a hoot owl on a moonlit night. You know, buzzer. That was a buzzer sound.
Yeah, they all do that. What is the issue?
The issue is... That dryer my client was using did not have any warning signs on it.
Oh. Well, a warning sign about what, a buzzer?
No, I'm not saying that the contents inside could be hotter than a long-haired billy goat in a Louisiana pepper patch.
Oh, come on now.
Holy moly.
For God's sake, it's a dryer.
Okay,
of course, things are going to be hot.
Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is my client reached in and grabbed a sock, and he done fried up one of his meat hooks nice and crispy.
Wait a minute, you're saying he burnt his hand on a sock? How is that even possible?
Well, that would be my question for you in court, friend. How is that possible?
Huh? If you're going to sue me because your moron friend doesn't know the dryers are hot, go right ahead.
Hopefully we can keep this behind legal doors, if you know what I'm saying. And you just write us a check to the tune of
$40,000. $40,000?
Yeah, and I will just walk away. I will actually probably do a little dance on the way out the door, if I'm being honest, but I will walk away.
Yeah, I guess you would if you got $40,000. For a hot sock.
Now, look at here, friend. If I was you, I would just pay the money. Because I have a very successful track record of litigating similar, dare we say, legal kerfuffle.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're gonna. Because I represented a client last year who slipped and fell at a payday loan store.
Look,
now, he was burglarizing the place, but that does not mean accidents don't happen.
Okay. You know what? I have heard enough of this BS.
Oh, I don't think you did. That man got paid twice.
What?
Once from the negligent owner who had recently waxed the floors. And second, that big bag of money he was making off with, they just done gave it to him.
Listen, you are a crook, a shyster. chaser and an ambulance chaser. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, it sounds like you have issues, friend. Well, my issue is your wife said that you would be laughing by the end of this phone call, and you are not laughing whatsoever.
Did you just say my wife?
Oh, your wife, Sally, her and I had a long talk, and she set you up for this prank phone call. And if you don't laugh, she said she will testify against you in court.
Oh. So laugh. How the hell do you know Sally? How do you know my wife, Sally?
Laugh. Because this is a prank phone call. This is actually Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, man. I'm sorry.
I can't believe my wife did that.
Dude, she said you own a laundromat and you're getting close to retirement. And I don't know. She said just mess with you somehow.
Well, mission accomplished.
Okay, time to retire today.
I just might do that because this is pretty over the top, my friend.
Well, if you need a lawyer to sue yourself, I know a guy who will take the case. Oh, I guarantee we win.
I'm going to call Peachtree Paralegal right away.
Oh, of course, all Southern Slingers.
Oh, I'll call them too.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.